Welcome to Carew Castle. Carew is a very important site within Pembrokeshire and Wales. It is an SAM, Scheduled Ancient Monument, and a SSSI, Site of Special Scientific Interest, mainly because of our bat population. The castle, tidal mill and surrounding lands are privately owned by the Trollope-Bellew Carew family and leased to the Pembrokeshire Coast National Park Authority. We took over running the site in 1983 on a 99-year lease. The castle is surrounded by water to the north, which extends around to the west side. You will note that we are not on a very high hill, but on a bluff overlooking the estuary, which leads out into the Milford Haven waterway, and then out into the Irish Sea. So this site was strategically important because of access to the sea. Also, because beyond the medieval bridge to the east of the castle is a ford, which is the first crossing point as you come upstream. Behind you is the Celtic cross, which you may have noticed as you walked in. Carew was a royal site, part of one of the kingdoms that used to make up Wales. The cross commemorates Meredith ap Edwin, the last king of Deheubarth, who ruled this area as far as Brecon in mid-Wales. The stone castle you see today wasn't the first fortification built at Carew. During the Iron Age, around 2,000 years ago, the site was home to an Iron Age fort. After the National Park Authority took over management of the site, a lot of excavation work was done, particularly in the park area behind you. This uncovered various items, including some Roman pottery. From this we know that the Carew Iron Age settlers traded with the Romans. These artefacts were found in a series of defensive ditches which ran across the site and which protected a wooden fort.